Did you make snowmen growing up, Chris?
I did.
How'd they look?
Very unfortunate.
Because you just weren't skilled enough to make a snowman, or because your brain is weird?
Probably the second one.
Really?
Did you make snowmen with three balls, one on top of the other? Because it was too hard for me to roll them up like that. I just made a big pile.
Yeah.
So it was more like a Jabba the Hutt man of snow.
Yeah, you're right. These days, easier. Kids would probably describe it more as a Kirstie Alley. You know.
That's true.
But, I'm with you on that. Yeah, you just make some kind of cone type deal and put a head on it.
Right.
And that's about it. And even the carrot deal, didn't ever take it that far. It's like you have carrots lying around your house, do you?
Some people do.
Full-length carrots?
I used to, but that's just
because
we liked having large
vegetables. Well, it's about time you admit to your privilege growing up.
But we didn't have cable.
You had full-length carrots?
We spent all our money on vegetables.
Wow.
Right.
Your snowman probably even had a cucumber nose at one point.
Yeah.
Or something.
And two eyes made of coal.
Okay.
Cucumber.
And a glass pipe.
I think it was marble.
And a glass piece from the wild side.
Right.
And that's what's up.
And a hemp scarf. It was awesome.
Stooks in the morning.
Have you seen the movie Home Alone?
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie. Tons of people have seen that.
What?
Tons of people have seen it.
Yeah, tons.
No, I was talking about you calling it a great movie. What?
Well, yeah. It is. It's a holiday classic, right, Chris?
I think so.
It's a piece of crap.
Well, sorry, man.
Listen, I can understand maybe you liking it like 15 years ago when it came out. But now it's a turd, and why do you like this movie?
I don't know. It's cool. There's I like the old man. The old man is kind of touching, I thought.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The old man who everyone's scared of him, and suddenly he's going to come and like hit Pesci in the face with a shovel? And Stern? I don't think so.
Well.
It happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, it happened, but it was a fabrication. There's no way. Okay, if some old curmudgeon comes into a kitchen where you're at, torturing some kid, don't you think maybe you'd hear the door open and the old man is he's carrying a shovel too? Isn't that going to clang against the door? How'd he get through the door so easily? He's old. He's uncoordinated. There's no way he'd be able to get in there undetected.
Sorry, I didn't realize that he had such terrible insights on Home Alone. I like it. It's a good movie.
And shut up for a second.
Okay.
Listen, there's so many ridiculous things in this movie. I don't know how you can let me pour a whole bunch of water over the steps. That way, when the burglars come, they'll come up the steps and they'll slip and they'll fall and or when they're going down the steps, whatever the hell. I mean, what, you can't tell if something's covered in a sheet of ice? That's how big a couple morons these are? I mean, you know?
Well, I think you're taking it too seriously. It's just a Hollywood production, man.
No. We need to have more realism from Hollywood. And listen to this. Okay, so Daniel Stern, he's walking up the stairs, and it's all there's tar down. Somehow this Macaulay Culkin character can make tar. And he puts the tar down, and so this guy's walking up. And then he just happens to put his bare foot in the right place to hit the nail, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the paint cans hitting them in the face?
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of pulley system would be necessary to keep that can in full straight alignment headed toward a Pesci face or to a Stern face?
Well, I think he just aimed it at him, didn't he?
Well, that's impossible because the thing is tethered to the ceiling. You're not, some 10-year-old kid's not going to be able to aim that thing. And he's not going to know the height. I mean, what kind of geometry whiz is this kid that he can figure out where exactly the paint can needs to hit in proportion to Pesci's height? When was he able to do Pesci height calculation? When was he able to do Stern height calculation? I mean, the characters are exceptionally different in height. How do you know who was going to come up the stairs first to be prepared for that mess?
Okay.
It's just a logistical nightmare. And then the Hot Wheels on the floor? They're coming through the window and there's Hot Wheels on the floor and you step on them and you slip on your ass? Are you kidding? Have you ever stepped on a Hot Wheel before?
No.
Not that I recall.
You're a grown man stepping on a Hot Wheel. You're going to crush that thing. You're not going to slip on it. It's just going to collapse under your body weight. It's a logistical mess. It's terrible.
There was like 70 of them on the ground, though.
Yeah, there were a whole bunch.
Oh, come on. Do you know how much surface area is on your foot? How many possible cars you could get under your foot? You would still crush, even if you had, let's see, maximum, okay, maybe there's 10 inches of surface area on your foot or something, and then you step down on car. Like, how many possible cars could you step on at one time? And most of them would go sliding the opposite direction if they could possibly make you slip. So,
well, like we said, it's a comedy, man. It's a holiday movie. You're not supposed to believe everything that happens to it.
Shut up and listen, because I'm about to talk about the most ridiculous part of this movie.
All right.
All right, you know the scene. Kevin's parents just laughed, and Kevin's all, he's flying around. He's all, oh, look, I've got the house to myself. Home Alone is great. I love it. Here I am. I'm showering. I'm shaving now. And, oops, I'm putting on aftershave. Oh, that hurts. Did you hear him scream?
Yeah, that was the trademark scene from that movie.
He would not scream.
Well, he'd never put on aftershave before. He wouldn't know what to expect. I could see that throwing him off a little bit.
He's prepubescent.
So?
What kind of prepubescent dungweed is going to be able to shave enough? Okay, listen, maybe he has some peach fuzz or something on his face, some prepubescent peach fuzz or something like that. You shave that off, you don't have the open pores that you would have if you're a full-grown man to have the full effect of the aftershave to cause that kind of burn.
Maybe his dad had a crappy razor that was dull.
Oh, shut up! Jesus Christ! That is ridiculous. You know what? Both of you guys can go kiss Joe Pesci's, you know where.
Hello?
Jerk.